Paul Jansen-Harkins gets the game's opening goal. Andrew Kopp gets the game-winning goal. What'd you think of that line tonight?
Well, we'll just start with Andrew Kopp. It'll be a fight between him and Connor Hellebuck and probably Neil Pionk, but who are the most dominant players on our side. That may well be the best game that I've ever seen Andrew Kopp play. He was defensively right and strong and hard, but made plays too, inside plays. So I'm happy for him that you get the plus three recognition in a game that you're on for the critical goals in the game, because that was a fair result based on how well he played tonight.
Nice to see Harkins obviously get the first one.
Yeah, you know what? That line's got something, right? He skates and will drive pucks to the net. And on Andrew's goal, that was a big part of it, right? Just a puck to the net with Harkins not blowing through the zone, getting right into the dark areas, and that's where we got to score goals from. That's where they're going to come from now.
Yeah, does that message get easier to sell to the players when Mason scores one like he did the other night? You get the winner tonight,
yep.
Like that?
They look like that now, right? And they need to look like that for us, because especially in the four games that we just played, all very, very powerful defensive teams. And so you're not going to get, and we had some odd man rushes and some chances to get pucks to the net that we didn't, but the ones that go in for you then are, three on one, but the other two are hard pucks to the net.
Your blue line is certainly used to dealing with adversity in game. Another game where you're down to five sort of halfway through.
And I really liked the way Luke was playing. Nathan Boyle came in and gave us, for a guy that's been out that long, boy, did he give us a game. In some ways, they got better after the injury, just because you get into a five-man rotation and everybody's right in the game. But I would point to Neil Pionk and say 27 minutes, heavy, heavy minutes. He was exceptional tonight.
Do you have an update on Luke at all?
No, we don't think... I don't want to give false information here, but we had it x-rayed, so it's negative now. Okay. We'll get it looked at again. Just a real bad spot, that one's a tough one. So he may be short term here. We'll see how bruised up he is tomorrow.
Connor Hellebuck's play tonight, just how important it was for you guys. It's pretty obvious how well he was out there.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be a key piece. You got about six guys out of your lineup, and you lose another one halfway through the game. Stanley Cup champions, and what are they, 11? This is the first in 12 that they've lost in regulation. They're going to get some chances. They get three power plays. They generate nine shots. I think even strength, the shots are about 28, 22. So, and they're going to push when they get down at 3-2. They have the team that can. So your goalie's going to have to be a deciding factor, and he may well have been the deciding factor for us. Well, all of them, right? So, and we'll include Lauren Rossot here in this mix. Our goaltending has been very strong for four straight games. The defensive compete, that might have been our of the four. I still think our Boston was our best and Nashville was number two. Turns out the other two games we actually win. Goaltending in the back end, they're fighting hard.
Yeah.